Turn your Bluefruit Feather into a wireless media controller. Want to wirelessly control multimedia functions on your TV, PC, or tablets? You can easily create a project out of this using your Feather. See the rest of the article to find out. Introduction. Multimedia remote controllers have a niche market. You can find them being sold in different electronic shops online. They're a favorable accessory, especially for the coach potato who likes to control things with his electronic remote wand. Consequently, don't you know that you can build a remote media controller out of a featherboard? Continue reading the next parts of this article to find out. The Human Interface Device, HID. HID stands for Human Interface Device. It's an interface designed for PCs that allows devices to interact with humans to extract valuable data. Examples of such devices are the mouse and keyboard. All of these devices' inputs usually come from the person using them. These inputs are then used by your PC to process some operations. This HID class was born out of the USB Universal Serial Bus specification. The Bluetooth HID profile. Since Bluetooth is a wireless protocol and HID is usually a wired USB specification, Bluetooth HID acts like a wrapper for the HID class of devices using Bluetooth. Your featherboard, the 32U4 Bluefruit LE, can provide the BLE HID profile and many other predefined Bluetooth profiles. Consequently, included in the HID class are the consumer control keys. These keys can be used for multimedia functions, system control, application launches, and browser-specific keys. How to make a media controller out of your Feather? The 32U4 Adafruit Bluefruit LE featherboard perfectly matches this job. You can define the Feather's BLE module profile with an HID Consumer Control Keys class. With this, you'll be able to control several multimedia functions on your PC and even on your smartphones or smart TVs as well if they support this class. First, insert tactile buttons on a breadboard to connect to your Feather's digital IOs pins. Define the buttons as Button 1, Play Pause. Button 2, Home. Button 3, Volume Plus. Button 4, Volume. You can add several more HID control keys if you like. Listed below are other functions you can try. Brightness Plus, Brightness. Play Pause, Media Next, Media Previous. Media Stop, Volume, Mute, Bass, Treble, Bass underscore Boost, Volume Plus, Volume, Bass Plus, Bass, Treble Plus, Treble, Email Reader, Calculator, File Browser, Search, Home, Back Forward, Stop, Refresh, Bookmarks. Creating code. You may use as base code the example code for HID control key under Adafruit NRF51 Bluefruit LE. Here the code will be edited to take in four presses from buttons, which relates to the defined HID consumer keys, Play Pause, Home, Volume Up, and Volume Down. The whole code is found here. Code explanation. To start, a declaration of the buttons used is defined as //define buttons, #define button1A3, #define button2A4. #define button3A0. #define button4A1. Next, these keys are assigned as digital inputs with pull-ups. //prepare button inputs. Pin mode, button 1, input underscore pull-up. Pin mode, button 2, input underscore pull-up. Pin mode, button 3, input underscore pull-up. Pin mode, button 4, input underscore pull-up. The next pieces of code are the usual setup processes to prepare the 32U4 and the Bluetooth module of your Bluefruit LE. You can find info on this in our previous blog. Of particular interest here is the statement to enable the BLE HID service. /*enable HID service, */. Serial.println F, enable HID services, including control key. If Blue send command check OK F at plus BLE HID and equal sign on. Error F failed to enable HID firmware equal sign 0. 6.6? Next, the loop code is given as void loop void. If digital red button 1 equal sign 0. Delay 500, Bluebot print A2E ball hid control key, Bluebot println play pause. If blued wait for OK, serial bot println F OK. Also serial bot println F failed. Slash failed, probably pairing is not complete yet serial println F, please make sure blue fruit is paired and try again. If digital red button 2 equals sign 0.
Then.
Delay 500, blue dot print, AT bull hid control key, blue println home. If blued wait for OK, serial but println F OK. Else O serial dot println F failed. Slash failed, probably pairing is not complete yet serial println F, please make sure blue fruit is paired and try again. If digital red, button 3, equals sign 0.
Nah.
Delay, 500. Blue but print, AT bull hid control key, blue but println, volume. If blow but wait for oak, serial but println F OK. Also serial but println F failed. Slash failed, probably pairing is not complete yet serial but println F, please make sure blue fruit is paired and try again. If digital red, button 4, equals sign 0.
Mad.
Delay, 500. Blue print, AT bull hid control key, blue println, volume. If blue wait for OK, serial println F OK. Also serial but println F failed. Slash failed, probably pairing is not complete yet serial println F, please make sure blue fruit is paired and try again.
And.
Each button is checked for a press and then debounced with a 500 ms delay. Every time a button is pressed, the corresponding BLE at hid control key command is sent to your phone's Bluetooth module. A failure notice is displayed on the serial port if a wait for OK check is not received. Below is a video of the code in action. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables, and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Turn Your Blue Fruit Feather into a Wireless Media Controller. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.